From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
The Bleed Blue Show, Big Blue Roundtable, preseason game number 2, Giants lose to the Cleveland Browns. We don't want to lose track of wins and losses. This is not why we're here for, but we'll get into that in a second. And we're going to bring on the stakeholders and have a spirited dialogue on the development of the players on both the offensive side, the defensive side, special teams. Our website is bleedblueshow.com. Our episode could be live streamed on the website, bleedblueshow.com. Audio archived on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. If we want to talk about what we saw this evening at Cleveland, Giants lose to the Brownies. I can't wait to hear from the stakeholders tonight. There's a lot of reasons why, and I think the most obvious is what we're seeing at the development as a unit, UNIT unit, with the offensive line. And I don't think we're definitely not there yet. We're definitely not there yet. And I think I feel good in a sense personally because I left all my frustrations out on the table last Friday after the Steeler game. I am more calm than what I was after the Steeler game because this is not surprising to me because I think this is the obvious of what we're seeing with this team as far as cohesive blocking and passing situations. And especially running the ball. Running the ball has been a struggle. I mean, let's start with Paul Perkins. You know, we can start with Paul Perkins. Paul Perkins looked like he was still watching the solar eclipse out there. He looked lost, looked very lost out there. And he was missing holes. He made the wrong cuts. He just looked at, like he didn't know where he was going. Like he was running with those solar glasses on, what we saw with the solar eclipse today. He looked at blind out there. Paul Perkins, he looked at bad like he did last week, and he same thing this week. That was a little bit more of a letdown than anything when it came to offensively as far as opening up the gates offensively with this team. Also, offensive line. I know a lot of Giant fans are going to try to kill Ereck Flowers, and I don't think this is the day or evening to kill him. The only thing I can remember is with the sack that he gave up to Garrett, and I thought that was more Geno Smith holding on to the ball than anything. But what I did like out of Ereck Flowers tonight, and this is probably what was a little bit surprising, was sustaining a lot of the bull rushes, the power stuff. He did a good job versus the rookie Garrett, unlike last week versus T.J. Watt. So I say that one sack on Flowers with Garrett, I got to say that was more Geno. Geno was looking lost. He was turning around, making half circles, holding onto the rock. I don't think that's more Flowers. I think he had more than enough time to get rid of the ball, and Geno didn't do that. So sustaining the ball, Ereck Flowers, not too bad. A little bit better, but needs a lot more work. Technique's still bad, but this week I can't kill Ereck Flowers because the other two guys we're going to kill tonight is Bobby Hart and John Jerry. They were terrible tonight, man. They were bad in pickup assignments. They were bad versus the stunts. I thought they looked at there was no cohesiveness as far as picking up who's running through the B gap. Jerry and Hart looked bad out there tonight. No question about that. Offensive line as a whole just gotta learn how to. They gotta block and they gotta shift and they gotta sustain the block. That was really really tough to watch. Not able to get the run game going, and that's kind of really how I wanted the Giants to be this whole offseason. They gotta get that run game going, man. And that's a combination of the offensive line blocking and on top of that. You got to get the running back got to make the right cuts, make the right read. The only play I could remember that was actually a gain or a positive when Eli was quarterback when the catch with Ingram, that had the first down. But outside of other than that, I mean, Brandon Marshall, you know, a lot of people don't want to kill Eli, but he overthrew Brandon Marshall up the sideline, and which I thought somebody, I can't remember who it was, somebody was open in between the hashes and it had a wide open field, but Eli elected to go down the field to Marshall, and Marshall was overthrown the ball. Beckham Jr. had like a 6 or 7 yard catch, and then we all could talk about him and his injury and looked like he had a concussion initially, and then he was dipping off the field and ran to the locker room, in which I thought in that point of the game, Beckham should never have been in the game in the first place. He should have been out of there by that series. There's no point, in my opinion, as far as Beckham being in there. Sterling Shepard, he dropped the pass. I remember he caught a pass, and then we saw him get stripped by one of the McCourty brothers. So I thought Shepard had a bad game. Even when Orleans Darkwa, he had some good quality runs when he actually got the opportunity behind Vereen and Perkins. I thought Darkwa looked good tonight. But Geno Smith, man, this was really more about Geno Smith's backup role as well as ones with that offensive line. I thought he made a couple of good plays, especially on fourth down with Roger Lewis. In the play before that, I think it was the Will tie, and he found Roger Lewis for the first down. But then there's the stuff like holding on to the ball, wasting timeouts, phantom timeouts, this stupid stuff. I thought the second unit for the offensive line with Bizzle Nwadi, there was a miscommunication. Fluker was okay tonight for what I saw. Bizzle Nwadi and Chad Wheeler, man, got to see more out of them. I didn't think they were all that great, along with John Jalapio as well. But they did a good job on the screenplay for setting up for Wayne Gallman when they were trying to go up the field as well. We saw a little bit from the kicker tonight, and he nailed a 47-yard field goal. And I was glad to see Dante Dion out there getting some rest for punt returns. I thought that was very encouraging. But then on the defensive side, I thought everybody could really attest that the defense was really good tonight. JPP was a monster out there. Olivier Vernon was a monster out there. I mean, they looked real good. They looked like they were in midseason form. We saw JPP get the tip drill interception off of Olivier Vernon's batted ball. We saw Vernon in coverage. I don't know if you guys remember the play. And Njoku ran across did a crossing route, and Vernon looked like he was going to go in for the rush, and he followed Njoku across the field and passed deflection. And Vernon looked great tonight. B.J. Goodson looked very good tonight. B.J. Goodson was awesome tonight. As far as he missed one tackle, I think he overpursued one. But outside of that, man, he took a step in the right direction since that Steeler game. Talking about one game only, B.J. Goodson was awesome tonight. I love B.J. Goodson tonight. He was tremendous. That was very encouraging. Spagnuolo, for whatever reason, everybody wanted to say, oh, you know, they're not going to call these exotic plays and he's going to show you this watered-down defense. Didn't look like it tonight. He had Rogers Cromartie at the free safety spot. Remember, I said about a couple months ago, I said Thompson and Adams look like they're probably – I could see Spagnuolo using those safeties at the same time. And we saw some of those looks at the back end of the safety using Adams and Thompson. He used it tonight. And I'm glad that I was right when I said that 2 months ago. Casillas, he's all over the field, whether they played him in the middle, he followed Njoku on the sidelines. He was, you know, Casillas is still Casillas for whatever you want to call it, for what it's worth. I also try to keep tabs on what happened at defensive tackle alongside of Snacks Harrison, whether it was Bromley or Tomlinson. I know Jenkins was, he was okay. You know, he had a couple of first downs given up against him. But then also the other linebacker, Devin Kennard, was not too good tonight. That wasn't encouraging. Although we saw good steps in the right direction for B.J. Goodson, but Devin Kennard, not a good night. Not a good night. So that's a lot of stuff on the table. Let's get the stakeholders on in order that they call. I am fired up. I'm looking forward to talking with the stakeholders. Let's bring on the Honorable Big O and get his thoughts on preseason game number 2 versus the Browns. Let's bring on Big O. Big O, what's going on, sir? How you doing?
Peace, King. Peace and blessings. What's up, everyone? You pretty much said it all. You pretty much said it all. We saw it first half. We evaluated. You pretty much see how I evaluate the games. It's pretty much the same way. We saw the same thing. It wasn't pretty much – Flowers did an all right job today. It wasn't great. It wasn't superb or none of that. But, you know, he held his own. And like you said, that sack he gave up, Geno held the ball a little bit too long. But what I can say is on this offense, we just paperwork, man, on offense. I haven't seen anything, none of that work yet. Thank God, you know, Odell injury is not serious enough where it's going to keep him out probably, you know, the first game. I don't think so. But if that was to happen, I remember I told you if that was to happen, we evenly matched up with Dallas. The game is a chess game, man, and I pray to God that doesn't happen. But at the same time, he shouldn't have been out there at that point of the game. He has nothing to prove. I don't think Marshall have nothing to prove. Those scares we had today should, you know, send a message out like, you know, these guys, all we need to do in practice is just run reps and make sure they know on time, practice film, you know, and get these guys ready. But these other young guys, that's what preseason's for, is to evaluate. It's to evaluate execution. And today, offense was horrible, man. Horrible. I mean, I don't want to hear the game again. It's preseason, and we're not going to show the basic book, the basic plays that we're running. The executions were poor. Okay, I know the overthrown by Eli. You know, your quarterback's going to be rusty too, so everybody was a little rusty. But then after that, you know, it's just the same old three and out, you know, miss assignments. You know, the only good play I saw today with the first was the pass to Ingram. That was the only plus I saw, and a couple of runs. I don't even think your boy had even great runs today. The only runs I saw was Darkwater running the ball. Perkins really was lost out there today, man. He wasn't the guy last week and this week. And sometimes, again, the fans can see it, and sometimes you want to know why management and owners don't see it and coaches don't see that. We could have brought a veteran in, you know, like a D'Angelo Williams, like I was telling you earlier today, man. That's a good fit. He's a veteran. He has tread on them tires, man, and he's a hard runner, and he can pick up the offense quick and easy. But you want to go with these cats that's hesitant, that dance in the backfield and make dumb bonehead plays, man. It's just and I know, again, you need blocking. It was plays that was blocking, man. It was some bonehead plays. He was lost out there. The offensive line, man, just need a guy, John Jerry, and your boy was garbage over there on that side, man. They really sucked on that side today. Offense, period, man, just really was straight paperwork today. All it is paperwork. I really haven't seen that spark yet, and they haven't got it going. I've watched other teams all week, from the sorriest to the good teams. The offense got a spark, got something going, man. I mean, they look like they was, you know, synchronized. But it seems to us we so off, man. We never get it going, and you always can guarantee a three and out with our offense, man. We always look off. And that's sad. Defense, I really have nothing bad to say about defense, but the only thing, Kennard did look a little, you know, off today, and he better get it together because, you know, Robinson, I still think Robinson should be out there. But defense really played great. You remember it was a point I was saying they should go ahead and snatch these guys out because they have nothing to prove. Goodson played a great game today. He's a dog. I see why. I can at least see that was one great move, why they didn't go after a linebacker. But again, that defense did a superb job, man. I see some bright sides, some bright spots, and I see some guys we need to let go. They was just played pure trash. McSogpu, whatever his name is, number 95. I don't think he needs to go. I don't think it's gonna work. It was some plays out there that just was straight loss out there. Hopefully next week I can eat crow on that, but I don't think I'm going to eat crow this week, period. That offense is straight. I don't know. It's not looking right now. And I'm telling you, I understand people going to say, yeah, it's the second game of preseason, yada, yada. But come on, man, we Giant fans. We've seen this every year. The way they play in the preseason, it carries in into the regular season, and they can never get the engine going until, like, the ninth game of the season, if that. I mean, come on, man. It's the offense cannot be a vanilla offense like it was last year. It just cannot. You know, I'm praying it's not. But, you know, why bring in these people and we in the offensive line and the running backs cannot get it together? It just seems to me that the organization sooner or later going to have to eat it and say that blindside tackle didn't work out, man. It blew up in our face. It just didn't pan out the way it was supposed to pan out. And the patched up offensive line, you know, we try to patch it up and put it together, is not working. I saw a little bit more production from the backups than I seen from the starters. You know, that center Jones, I seen him mauled some people today, you know. Benzwadi, whatever his last name is, I can't pronounce it all the way out, but he had a couple of good plays, good blocks, you know, opened up some holes. I've seen some good plays out of them. So, you know, the coaches need to get it together and pick the best of the best and put it together, man, and make things happen. Because right now we're just looking kind of off on offense, period. And I think at this point there shouldn't be no excuses, man. You run plays in practice, OTAs, whatever the case may be. You run them again. You run them, and you're looking great in practice. I'm hearing all this OTAs and practice talk and how people look. But when it comes down to get on that field and play somebody else and the dogs come out and everybody's bringing their best out to make this roster and get on and become a starter or whatever the case may be and continue your career in this football league. But it seems to us we always start off like a cold diesel engine, man, has been parked up for a while, a Dear John. You know, you crank him up, got to take a minute to crank it up, man, and it takes it a while to warm up and get going. I'm sick of that type of offense, man. We need to get an offense that's going to spark, man, and make people, you know, we need to start punching people in the mouth, man, period. Period. Punch people in the mouth and make them respect the game that these boys are going to run and they're going to pass when they want to. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, Big O is here on the Big Blue Roundtable reaction preseason game number 2. We're going to get the stakeholders on. We got a lot of stakeholders on this season. We're going to get them on. We're going to have to implement the 3-minute long-winded timer, get back into regular season mode, because these guys got a lot to say. So we're going to make sure everybody get enough time to say a lot what they got to say. So let's bring all the stakeholders on. We'll get put the 3 minutes on as we get. Let's go to front line. Let's go to I had to get that out of my system. Let's go to the front line. Let's get Bakes on here, and then we go to the G6. D-Bakes, what's up, man? How you doing?
We get the G6. Yo, what's going on, man? I'm glad I get to go before G6, because G6 told us to wait. Eli was playing. He wanted to see Eli in the first team offense, and we seen what we normally see. And I can't say anything about Eric Flowers. He did pretty good against old boy Myles Garrett. He held his own. The sack, I agree. That was Gina holding the ball. Defense, we don't need to say anything about the defense. Defense looks like it's in mid-season shape. The boys out there flying. We got the best 1-2 defensive line combo right now in the game. We flying out there. But this offense is going to wear them out if we can't move the ball, get first downs, and score. Because as soon as they get the ball, they give it right back, and we got to play defense again. It's not acceptable. I know it's preseason. And maybe the vets, are you know how it is, you don't play serious. You know how you play that pickup game, you know, around the way, and they don't get serious if somebody put money on it. Maybe it's not serious to them till it's like the real joint, because nobody wants to get hurt. So maybe they're playing half-assed. I don't know. But it seems like some of the other teams are playing. I just don't understand. I mean, the teams, you know, we got to evaluate players. Gino looked decent. Same thing. He moves the ball. But when it's money time, he throws an interception. That's the problem. Gus Johnson, the Johnson cat, I'm not feeling him. He can't move the ball. You know what I'm saying? He's like check down Chuck. That's all he do is check the ball down. I know he's coming in with third team offensive players, but you're playing against third team defense too. I'm concerned. We spoke about it this last week. I'm concerned. The line as a whole did not look good. There's no push. By the time Eli hands the ball off to Perkins, there's 3 dudes in the backfield. So there's no push. We can't run the ball. And what the broadcaster said was true. If you can't run the ball, then it puts yourself in predictable passing situations. That's an issue. So, you know, yes, they're going to scheme for it. They're going to scheme for, you know, for Flowers and scheme and get the ball out. And they're not, no one's, everyone's playing half-ass. But when are we going to look like a cohesive unit? Like O was saying, why wait till after, you know what I'm saying, after the damn bye week to start playing good? Can we get, we got a tough season this year, man. We got tough games, and we got no games off. So, we need to be prepared.
Go ahead and finish your thoughts, and then we'll move on. Real quick, what was your final thoughts on that?
Yeah, we need to have a more sense of urgency. I don't want to be, and you know me, I'm a skeptic. So when everybody talking about, yeah, we're going to have the best offense, I don't see it. I don't see it. Yes, we have weapons on the skill positions, but in the trenches we have issues. And then, God forbid, one of them dudes get hurt, then we're going to really be in the shitter. So
that is the big, that is the front line on that. Go ahead.
I'm just hoping they're going to get better. That's all I can do is hope.
Yeah, I hear you on that, man. I mean, I think we're still at the same place like we were last week, man. I don't think we improved. Let's go to the G6, get his thought. G6 landed on the tarmac, and we get the Worm and then DB Nation, and then bring on Sean, the frontliners. G6, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on, man? What's going on? Hey, like I said.
What's your thoughts, brother?
I'm not taking up for nobody. I didn't last week. I just wanted to see Eli in, where I can give a full review of what the situation is. At the end of the day, everybody pretty much said it, man. The key to this offense is the O-line. It's the key. Now we got to see with the experience back there, and it was still pretty much the same thing. John Jerry, man. The guy stinks, man. I mean, he stunk last year. He's stinking it up right now, man. He's not looking good. I thought Flowers did. Again, I didn't blame Flowers last week for the TJ Watt stuff. I still didn't. I went back and watched the game again, still say it was puke. So I'm giving Flowers two decent games under his belt, man. That's just my opinion. That's what I saw. You know, everybody got their opinion, but I'm giving Flowers two decent games under his belt. Like everybody said, Geno ran into Garrett on that last sack or whatever, man. He just held on to the ball too long. Let's see, what else did I see tonight? Yeah, I agree with you, Steve, man. Perkins, he's just not a complete guy. He's not a complete back, man. We already knew that. This is a West Coast system, so he's probably a little bit more favorable in this scheme where he doesn't have to be a big bruising back. But, you know, you could tell the Giants are looking. I mean, I think Ryan Matthews came in for a workout today. D'Angelo Williams, Big O, I hate to tell you, brother, D'Angelo Williams do not want to play in cold weather. He said it. He lives here in Charlotte. It's on the radio. He's not going to play up north. So, yeah, that dream. Hey, I'm with you. I think he still got something left. But unless a Southern team call him, that's primarily where he wants to be, indoors or in the South, man. That came out of his own mouth. Like I said, he was on the sports radio here in town. Other than that, like I say, man, I mean, it makes you wonder, man. You know, I like Ingram, and I don't have a problem with him at this point. I mean, he's on the team. What can you do? But you know, pre-draft. It goes back to pre-draft with me, with things like what Reese is thinking. At some point, man, you know, you got to complete that puzzle on the O line, and you got to stop trying to piece it together with these pieces, man. I mean, you got to get a top flight. You need at least three top flight linemen on that O line, man. And you know, the right side. He had a couple opportunities in the draft to really solidify that right side of the line. He didn't do it. I did like B.J. Goodson tonight. I thought he played well. You know, that's a uh, that's a piece of the puzzle on defense that I'm pleasantly surprised with.
Finish your last thought, G6. Finish your last thought on that.
Yeah, obviously the defense played well as a whole. I definitely like what I saw out of Gallman. I think he's the complete back. Still got some things to learn. Obviously, he's a rookie. He's still got some polishing to do. But I think if you're looking for the complete back for us in the future, I think Gallman definitely gave you a glimpse of what he can be, man. Hopefully, in the future for us. I mean, he looks like the complete guy.
All right, that is the Jeeks, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to a season ticket diehard fan, the Worm, and then get the DB Nation. Worm, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, man, give us the real, man. Give us the real.
I'm looking at it. I made a bunch of notes as the game went on. Flowers looked a hell of a lot better. As far as reading screenplays with our defensive line, they got to recognize it's coming and stop chasing the quarterback. They need to set their feet, retrace their steps, and look for the back coming out of the backfield. They got burned several times on screenplays, especially by the fullback. As far as read option goes, covering that, they got to play disciplined football. They got to play, you know, assignment football, account for the quarterback. You know, they just got to play more discipline there. Special teams-wise, the punt coverage is horrible. It's the same. It's not great, and we're not getting any returns on punts. And, you know, championship teams, you know, that make pushes deep into the playoffs, they execute at least one phase on special teams very well. The Giants, they just don't do that. Run game, it showed signs of life here and there, but still inconsistent. I really can't blame our backs on it. It's the offensive line. They're not getting the push. They're getting beat, you know, at the point of attack on the line. You know, they're not opening the holes. They're not getting their hips turned downfield. It's not there. Goodson played well. I liked him. You know, looking at 00, you know, Diggy Zua, to me right now at this point in his career, he's another Jerry Reese, you know, draft bust. Gallman, I love. You know, the Giants, they can't turn the ball over inside the green zone. You're driving in, you know, Geno can't throw a pick. Gallman can't fumble the ball. Giants showed again, there's not much depth on that offensive line. I still think Fluker's going to be starting on the offensive line come Dallas. I don't see how they don't start him. He's showing, you know, that he's playing good. The other thing, I don't know if anybody noticed, is our defensive ends, they don't chip the tight ends at all. They slip right into the opposing tight ends, they slip into the flats. You know, they slip up the seams are untouched. They're not getting chipped. They're mugged on the line. You got to slow them down. The other thing that drove me nuts is the form tackling from some of our defensive players. You know, you're just throwing the shoulder. You got to wrap up. You know, drive through them. Put your face mask on the ball. Take them to the ground. Where are you? I lost my notes. And I already saw this already, and I didn't pounce on the person, but the Fire McAdoo, really? We're two preseason games in. Just cut the shit. There's no reason to fire any of the coaches. They won 11-5 last year. The guy got them into the playoffs. There's no reason to fire McAdoo. Trying to look at the receivers. You know, there's not much, you know, there's not much. They got to run a little more crisper routes. Eli looked a little rusty. But, you know, it's his first game. One last thing, you know, with Geno and Josh Johnson, I want to see more of the rookie. I want to see what he's got. I think if Johnson would have driven the Giants down the field, you know, and scored that last touchdown, I think he wins the job. But right now, I'm kind of leaning towards Geno. He seems to be able to drive the offense well. But, yes, he has that timely interception you know, in the green zone. But I would probably lean more towards Geno. I think he's got more command of the offense than just Josh Johnson does. That's about it.
All right, that is Worm. I know Worm's got a lot more, so we have a lot more time to get back around to him and see what else he has got to say here on an immediate reaction, Big Blue Roundtable. Let's bring on DB Nation, and I know he's fired up. Valentino Blake, he can't hide on this one. DB Nation, man, what's going on, bro? How you doing?
What's going on, Bleed Blue Show, man? I know I haven't been on the bit, so I just want to say what's up to everybody. But I have three letters. I'm going to say I-N-I, which means I'm not impressed. This is a joke, man. I mean, I understand this is preseason. I understand that. But there are other teams out there who are doing very well and executing. So execution and depth are really important in terms of everything going on.
I don't know.
Execution and depth are really important. And it's really been not a good look. Like defensively, the starters, they look good. You know, starting crew is really looking good. Offense, they look like that. I mean, I'm just kind of just repeating what everyone else said, but offense really looked bad. That's why, you know, that's always an issue for any team. But if any of our starters go out, especially on any defense, offense. Valentino Blake, he's a bum. We should have never got him in the beginning. Like, when we first got him, I was like, why did we get him? And he's proven that he's a bum. He's getting torn up by Pittsburgh. He's looking real stupid tonight. They're running like 10-yard, 8-yard curl routes, and you're giving him like a 8, 10-yard cushion. I mean, this is basic football. Yeah, it's preseason, but it's basic football. It's all about executing. Guys aren't executing. Guys aren't tackling. Nat Burney, he sucks. He's been a bum. I don't even know why he's still a Giant. He shouldn't be in the league. He shouldn't at least be in the league because he's terrible. You know, like the last caller said, make a four-foot tackle. You know, do what you got to do. So it's really not a good look in terms of that. Offensively, execution. Wayne Gallman, come on. Don't come on a snap. And I'm not a Geno Smith fan. I'm sorry, guys. I can't stand Geno Smith. You know, put Davis Webb in there. Even, you know, John Gruden, he's a great judge of talent. And why put the rookie in there? Why'd you draft him? At least give him some snaps. He couldn't have done any worse than Geno Smith choking in the freaking red zone. Come on now. And then Josh Johnson, I mean, who knows what's going on there? So put the rookie in there. You drafted him. See what he can do. Yeah, it's preseason. What do you have to lose? We were losing anyway. Throw him in there and see what could happen. O-line definitely has to step it up. I'm still upset with Jerry Reese. Even the draft is over, we're moving forward, but I'm still not impressed with some of the moves that he's made front office-wise. I mean, come on, man. I mean, some of the guys he picked up, some of the linebackers or whatever, I'm happy for Goodson because we all knew that he was a beast. So he's just proven, you know, he just needs more playing time and he's going to just show what he does. You know, defense has it on smash, but, I mean, offensively, man, come on. This is looking real bad. I mean, yeah, it's preseason, but once again, look at the Bears. Look at the Chiefs. Look at all these other teams who have put drives together, completed passes, ran the ball well, and have scored touchdowns. Look at Mariota over there in Tennessee. Are you kidding me? There's no excuse for us to not be scoring touchdowns. As long as we're healthy and we can run around and block someone in front of us or whatever, we need to be putting points on the board. So I'm totally not impressed with this, you know, right now because you want to have some sort of success. You want to build on something. Like Cleveland, everyone knows Cleveland, yeah, they're not going to the playoffs. They might win a few games, like Gruden said, but they had something to build on. You know, they were actually executing way better than we were. So we just need to really execute way more on offense. You know, the lady was asking Eli, you know, about, you know, he said he wasn't worried about the offense. And hopefully they will pull the magic out of the hat once the regular season starts because that's what we needed because we're going against the rest of the league now. Look at the Redskins. Look at the Philly. Look at Dallas. Everyone else is putting together drives and getting something going, not just being on paper. You know, we got to make things happen, man. So I'm not impressed right now with the Giants, especially offensively. They got to get it going, man. There's really no excuse. Line up in front of the guy in front of you. Come on. Everyone else had camp. Everyone else is in preseason. So why aren't we cracking heads right now? So there's really no excuse, man. You know, we bleed blue. We expect more. And we need to be doing more. You know, the hit on Beckham, it sucks. You know, some people said it was dirty. you know, whatever, whatever, as long as he's good for the season, because obviously we need him. But offensively, man, they got to get it together, man. You know, I'm really not impressed offensively. Defense, we're going to hold it down, but that depth is key too, man. We better pray everyone stays healthy. We got some bums in the back. We definitely got some bums in the back that need to be on there, you know, don't need to be on the field. So, you know, Keenan Robinson, I want to see more of him. You know, because that cat, he could play, man. He's solid. He was solid last year. I think he needs to get more playing time. Once again, it is preseason, but offense, they got to get it together, man. I'm just not impressed, man. It just makes you shake your head, man, when you watch the game. That was super ugly. That was ugly in the Pittsburgh game. So I'm just not impressed, man. For real, bleed blue all day, man. Hopefully they turn it around in the regular season, because right now we're looking sorry.
DB Nation, ladies and gentlemen, I got a lot to ask DB Nation when we go back around. Thank you very much, DB Nation. Let's get to a frontliner in Los Angeles, California. Yeah, frontliner Sean, what's up, man? Talk to us. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, everybody out there?
Man,
it was a tough one. There's nothing really to build on, man. I mean, everybody basically said everything that all of us is probably thinking about. That offense is horrible. And it just brings me back. I laugh because I respect you're a Giant fan. I might not rock with every Giant fan. Nobody can say they rock with every Giant fan. That's impossible because you got those crazy, annoying fans. Gotcha. You have your opinion. I respect your opinion. Cool. Crazy couple of years ago when everybody was talking about Kevin Gerbach, then Tom Coughlin, people that brought us Super Bowl rings, had the team right. Yeah, it was time for them to move on. I get that. But we can even go back to Bill Parcells, and even before him, that's how long ago I've been a Giant fan. Even living in New York before L.A., and when you see things in preseason, and yes, but let's get this out the way. There have been teams that went 0-4 in preseason and wind up winning the Super Bowl. But check it out. Those teams that went 0-4, they had something to build on. They didn't look this bad on offense. Now, we're not pitiful. Our defense is there. But the person calling the plays right now just happens to be the coach. And I'll put myself out there. This is a New Yorker living in L.A. McAdoo is not a right fit for the Giants. It's a New York thing. Parcells wasn't. Even though Parcells wasn't a New Yorker, of course, it's a fit. It's an attitude. The dude is not a right fit. I wish him well. His play calling stinks. He did not make the team go or have a good season last year. That was Spagnuolo. That was Spags. With the offensive weapons that we have, there is no way we should have been ranked 24th in offense as far as points per game. That's impossible. Not with a two-time MVP Super Bowl winner at quarterback. That's impossible. You have Tom Brady making moves with no-name wide receivers, people we don't even know about. How is he making them great? We got people we know about, and we can't score more than, what, 19.5 points a game last year? Whose fault is that? Yes, we can blame the running backs. Our line, as we know, everybody says it, our line sucks. Our line stinks. We can't push off. I don't even think we have the right running backs. There is this one running back, I believe I did write down his name, and now I can't find the paper, from Clemson, I believe, that should be making a move up our depth chart, who should be hopefully probably will take over Perkins' spot. We need a big bruising running back. So we're known for a bruiser. Yeah, we know for speed. I think they're trying to portray Perkins as the next Tiki Barber, but that's not it. He's not that type of back. We need running backs. Definitely, and we need help on that line. Will they all come together? It probably will. And before I go on, Odell Beckham, he's a freak of nature. He's a great athlete because the hit that he took, any other receiver would have been gone. That would have been the end of his year. because he's so flexible, he didn't take the brunt of the hit that he was supposed to take. I believe he's not going to be 100% that first game. I believe, of course, we for the last couple of years, we really don't stack up against Dallas well. We've just been looking up and beating them, and I'm the biggest Dallas Cowboy hater on the planet. And I hate admitting that. Well, they go to sound, but y'all can go on. I'll be around for next go-round.
Frontliner Sean checking in from L.A. by way of BK. Shout-outs to Sean. Let's go back to the Big O. Big O, you heard a lot from all the stakeholders that said what they said. I think we're all in agreement, man. There's a combination between the offensive line, running back vision, tight end blocking, specifically Evan Engram when he was in there. It's just a combination of things. And if you want to add in some of the rust from Eli Manning overthrowing Marshall and hitting Shepard in the hands, and even when the wide receivers did catch it, getting ball strips, stuff like that. But Big O, I think we're on the same page for the most part with the stakeholders of what we saw tonight. If you have any additional thoughts you would like to say, you're more than free to welcome. We're going to go back through the lineup as well. D. Banks after you, and then I'm going to get into some comments as well from the stakeholders on the E-table. Big O, anything else you'd like to add, man?
Yeah, man. Last caller just said it well. I'm glad he broke it down. You know, he's been a fan for a long time. And see, that I understand the McAdoo thing, but his first year as an offensive coordinator for Coughlin, the offense was putting up numbers that year. It's just the defense could not win games, could not hold nobody down to win games. The offense was putting up 21 points, you know, 22 points. And, you know, we would think that we would repeat something. If we was putting up 20 points, 22 points a game, man, we would be saying something. We're not even doing that. And you're right, McAdoo play calling is vanilla, man. It's predictable. And if he doesn't get that together, I was hearing he was going to be a little bit more aggressive with the playbook, with the play calling. So I do understand, you know, it's preseason. You can't open up your playbook. So I understand that. But again, execution with the four or five little plays that they got, the execution was it sucked. It really did. I mean, offensive line, John Jerry, we talked about it. Offensive line was as a unit was garbage, man. I've seen better with the second string and the thirds. I seen with the first. Another thing, man. God forbid, and I mean God forbid, and I know my our guy is an Iron Man. But anything can happen. God forbid Eli ever goes down. We bake chicken, son. We bake chicken all the way. Done. I'm talking about, I don't care. Geno, yeah, he commanded the offense. He looked like, but he's Geno. He threw that pick. I told Steve that today. I mean, like, I said, look, hey, what if he rises a career with the Giants? I mean, that's far-fetched. And it's right there. It proved to me it's far-fetched, man. He throws those dumb bonehead interceptions, man, right in the crucial time, right in the red zone. Come on, man. I mean, Johnson sucks. I mean, these boys are bums. I'm sorry. I'm going to call it out for what it is. Just because they're on my team, I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing for them. When we got them, I was like, what? You know, I'm like, you know, we don't get something solidified. You know, at least if Eli do goes down, that can – move this offense the way it's supposed to be moved? I mean, at least? Oh, man, I mean, come on. You got to sometimes look at front office, too, man. Like, what you guys was doing, you got to say, you know, we wet the bed on the O-line. We wet the bed on running back. You know, we wet the bed on some things, man, on a lot of things, man. We just got to suck it up and say, man, let's fix this and keep it moving, man. Like I was saying with the O-line, we got to pick the best of the best out the bunch and say, you guys are starting. Forget these names, man. I saw the center today, the second, Jones, play some good football today. I was saying, man, find a position for him. If he wants to block, put him in. Coach, not to say at center, but put him in. Richburg, they suck today, man. Put the best players in. The best players in. That's what you got to do with the offense, man.
All right, let's go to Biggs. Biggs, what's your thoughts as far as the play call? Is it time for McAdoo to hand over the reins? Anything else you'd like to say? Question the drives, Geno Smith. What's on your mind, Biggs, frontliner?
I hear what my G bro Sean is saying, but I think he might. I don't know if it's about the fit thing, but we won some games that we weren't winning with Coughlin and Gilbride. We won a lot of
two Super Bowls.
Yes, two Super Bowls. Yes, two Super Bowls. But we couldn't win close games the last couple of years, and we have won them this past season. We can't change the past. We won Super Bowls, and then the last couple of years we haven't made the playoffs. They made a change, but that's the facts of the facts. Play calling, I do believe he needs to turn that over to someone and concentrate on being a head coach. Right now in the preseason, you're not going to see the real schemes that he's running. You're not seeing that. You're not going to see it from any coach. We know that. G6, you know, talked about that after the last game when we had the show, and I agree with that. Also, some things I wasn't comfortable with was the special teams kicking part. That's cool. Kicking coverage wasn't that great. The run return game, he was okay. Devon, whatever his name was, 38, he was decent. I like Geno. I think Geno has skill set. He just lacks, I guess, the gamer confidence. It just seems like he moves the ball, but when it's time, like, he takes the girl out, he shows her a good time, but when it's time for action, like, you know what I'm saying, he fails. Because he did that the last game. He moved the ball when we got the scoring position. He threw a pick. I mean, he audible out of the blitz. He did the right thing, but he didn't see the guy that was clearly in front of the guy that he was throwing to. He's better than Johnson, though, but that's not saying much. I don't know why we didn't see Webb. But, you know, the thing, my general concern is we're good on one side of the ball. Defense was straight. You always hear me talk about it. We need to win on two phases to be competitive or to be really good. We need to win on two phases. So we got one. So we either need to get really good on special teams or we really need to be good on the offense. Not either one we're not particularly good at. We're fixed. The line is the line. The talent level is not going to get any better. The only thing they can do is get more cohesive. We're not generating any push off the line. Clearly we see that. People are in the backfield before, you know, while the ball is being handed off. That said, Flowers played good, but, you know, Jerry, you know, John Jerry and the other cats, they didn't play that great. The right side didn't play that great. So, I don't know, but we got to fix this before the season starts. We definitely have to fix it. And, like I said, winning games, I don't care about wins and losses in preseason. What I care about is execution. That's why I said my last point was execution, execution, execution. We don't see it on offense. It doesn't look cohesive. We're not playing together as a unit. So he's got to fix it. That's all I got to say.
That is D-Base, ladies and gentlemen. A frontliner. Shout out to D-Base. Let's go back to the G6. G6, how do you feel about the play calling with McAdoo? The offensive line, is it time to shuffle the thing before we get to the dress rehearsal versus the Jets, or what other things is on your mind that you liked that we have not said here on the Big Blue Roundtable?
I'll be honest, man. Steve, we've said this, we've talked about this. McAdoo's system really hasn't worked since that first year, if you really, really dig deep into it. You know, the stats are kind of fluff because Odell will take a pass and blow it and go 70 yards. The offense has pretty much been him the last 3 years. But look what they did tonight. Gruden's like, man, they've been in that cover two the last four series. The same defense we saw all last year. So you got to ask yourself this question. What is it about McAdoo in regular season? What is it about McAdoo's scheme where teams feel like, hey, we can cover their whole scheme in cover two, deep cover two? They did it again they did it again tonight. They did it like the last four series of that game, last four or five series of that game. They just stayed deep to cover two scheme. What is it about McAdoo's offense that make teams feel like, hey, we could just play that defense and we can contain them? I don't know, but every team's doing that. Ingram was brought in to bust that open. Obviously, he wasn't in the game at that point, but it begs the question. I mean, man, that scheme, I mean, I forgot who said it, but maybe McAdoo's not a fit, man. Maybe. I know he was brought in because Eli was taking hits or he wasn't getting the ball out quick enough. So he was brought in for that. And it seemed like that scheme was beautiful that first season. You know, it sputtered at first, but then Eli had a great year in it. After that, it just kind of seemed like it's not, you know, every preseason we're slow out the gate. We're slow out the gate throughout the season. They will have a game here and there, but it's not hitting on all cylinders when you really look at this offense, man. So it begs the question, man, what is it? I don't really know if changing the play caller will even fix the problem because it seems like it's schematics to me, it's scheme. Teams are just – defenses are just playing that cover two based off what I think they're seeing on film. We have yet to really find an answer for it. You know, like I said, we all know the defense pretty much won a lot of most of those games last year. Wasn't the offense. The offense could barely move the ball. Here we go again, same problem. I don't know, man. You know, son, Steve, I'm like you. I'm not even too upset. You know, I'm still not too upset about it. I mean, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. I mean, look what we drafted. He had a chance to fix the problem. He didn't do it. And my anger pretty much went away after draft night. Again, I was mad again this year. I've been mad the last three seasons. I mean, it is what it is, man. Once we didn't get an old lineman that was sitting right there, we didn't get Joku that was sitting right there, we got Ingram, we didn't get a linebacker that was sitting right there. You had Jabril Peppers that was sitting right there. He'll fix two problems in your team. He gives you kick return, and he's a DB. And he would have been an excellent DB behind DRC and Janoris and Apple, you know, as a fourth maybe dime package guy, you know, Joker-type guy. He would have fixed two issues, but we, like I said, we went with Ingram, somebody who nobody was expecting us to draft, and you get what you got. I mean – still an O-line who can't protect long enough.
No, go ahead, finish your last thought on that.
Still got an O-line who can't protect enough long enough for the play to develop. That's what we're looking at, man. It's been the same thing for the last three seasons.
That is the G6, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, G6, and we go back to Worm. Peppers is going to be a good player for Cleveland, man. I love this game. Coming out of Michigan, I think that's like a jack of all trades, like a Swiss Army knife. Like you said, he's a joker type of player. His return game, punt returns, I mean, he creates so much for that team. But focusing on our team, there may be a point as far as may have to look at just him focusing on just head coaching duties and allow the coordinator Sullivan to run things, because as Worm is about to get back on, he's been calling out plays for like the last half a year as far as play selection. It hasn't improved. It's really been the Giants' defense carrying the majority of the 11-5 last year, and you could only do so much against Aaron Rodgers. Let's go back to Worm. Worm, any additional thoughts? Because you had mentioned about the tackling technique tonight. The defensive ends with no chipping on it, which I thought they were kind of playing a little bit more loose, but I understand your point. But what other things with the special teams? You saw Dante Dion back there. I saw the two safety looks with Adams and Thompson back there playing two safety looks. Worm, what other things you'd like to say and anything else you'd like to add? Let's go to Worm. Is Worm there? Let's go to the Worm.
Oh, hey.
Maybe it's
the... Oh, hey.
There you go.
Hey.
There you go. Yeah, I hear you.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, loud and clear. Loud and clear.
I like the different, you know, personnel packages that Spags was using. I think it's going to be almost kind of a repeat of last year. You know, the defense is going to bail us out of a lot of tight games. I do think McAdoo's holding back somewhat, you know, with the play calling in preseason. You know, some do that. You know, people got to realize that you really don't go in with, you know, a game plan. You're not really game planning against the team you're playing in preseason. You're not scheming things out. You know, you might have a set list of, you know, X amount of plays for your starting unit, X amount of plays for the, you know, for the second unit, X amount for the, you know, third team that comes in. So, you know, you're really not putting your full game plan in effect and, you know, looking for the matchup situations you're going to want to exploit. So, you know, to a point, everyone needs to just calm down a little bit because they're really not going in with a game plan too much whatsoever. The game plans that they're usually going in with is, you know, just seeing how players are working in different situations, different personnel groupings that they're going to come in with, and, you know, different scenarios that they're putting out onto the field. But I do need to see something this week when we play our tenants that pay us rent in our stadium. I need to see some type of continuity with the offense, you know, some type of a, you know, progressive drive that's not going to produce 3 points. I need to see, you know, 7 points. I need to see a sustained drive where, you know, the execution is there, where the fire is there. I need to see something more. I understand that, yeah, they're going to be vanilla in the offseason, but, you know, preseason, but they need to be able to execute their bread and butter packages better than what they're doing right now. I do see Rhett Ellison as a big bright spot for the Giants. You know, he's looked pretty good in the passing game. Ingram's going to be there. But the Giants, they got to be able to break up that cover, too. We're getting killed with it right now. They have to be able to break it up. And, you know, they got it. They got to be able to move the ball on the ground because we got to get the play-action passes working. And the one thing that, you know, they got to get especially the right side of the offensive line fixed when Eli likes to roll out. And then they got to focus on, you know, just being a little more disciplined with, you know, read options when they do see it. Because they're going to see it when we play, Seattle with Russell Wilson. Kirk Cousins likes to run it a little bit. So they got to stay disciplined and they got to play assignment football when we do see read option plays. The other thing they got to look at too is they got to dress it up a little bit when we have teams that are hitting us with screen plays. Defensive line's got to be more disciplined on that. They got to, you know, retrace their steps, look for the back, because the more you keep drifting back after the quarterback, that's opening the passing lanes for either the fullback or for the H-back, or if, you know, they're going to run a bubble screen, the more quarterback drifts back, you can keep chasing, the more passing lanes open. Special teams-wise, they got to execute. The punt coverage has to get better. The punt returns, they have to get better. You know, and the offensive line, it is what it is. We all knew that going in the OTAs, into training camp, in the preseason. Now we all knew what the offensive line was. It really wasn't addressed. So we're gonna live. We're gonna live and die with the offensive line. It is what it is. Jerry Reese failed to address it, so you're stuck with what you have. The answer, I really don't believe, is on this roster with the offensive line. It's not there. It wasn't there the last 3 years. You know, they'd have to make do with what they got. And they're going to have to get a little creative with maybe the packages they run. That's about it.
Shout-outs to Worm, a diehard fan, season ticket holder at the G-Spot at MetLife. Shout-outs to Worm. Let's go to DB Nation. DB Nation, anything else you'd like to add? I mean, you've been a Jerry Reese killer. You've been hard on the offense, and rightfully so. Is there any point you haven't heard tonight that you would like to get off your chest, DB Nation? The floor is yours. Fire away.
I don't know, man. We've all covered pretty much, it seems like, everything. We unturned all the stones, but speaking of stones, I want to stone Jerry Reese. Like line him up, man. Just tie him up to a pole. I'll stone him because this guy, man, it just goes to show the trickle-down effect of terrible decision-making. I mean, when you have people on the table that you can pick up and you just choose to turn the blind eye, look away, and pick, just like the dude from California, who lives out in California, I forgot his name, he said, when you pick the skinny kid at the back of the room, when you got all the studs at the front of the line, come on, man, what are we doing here? So this is just going to show just a bit of how bad decision-making just, you know, that snowflake at the top of the mountain just turns into a freaking avalanche, you know. And I pray that we all get better. I pray that we get better, man. I mean, defense, obviously first unit looks good. The secondary, you know, I don't know. Backups, I don't know about that. But you already know how I feel about Valentino Blake. He was a bum in Tennessee. He was a bum. When you look at episodes of Come On Man, Valentino Blake is like one of the biggest stars of Come On Man. So that lets you know, what were they thinking when we picked him up? Why did you get him? I mean, that's all I have to say about Valentino Blake. But offensively, come on, man. You know, offensive line, get it together, guys. Just like, you know, last caller said, there's not really a whole lot of game planning that goes into preseason. You may have, like, you know, 10, 15 set plays offensively, whatever. So that just goes to show how bad it is. Because guess what? The Browns may have had 10, 15 plays. The Raiders, the Seahawks, the Chiefs, all these other guys, Patriots, whoever it is, they have their handful of plays. But guess what? They executed. That's where the ball has been dropped. Execution, man. Line up in front of the person in front of you and bust them in the mouth. It's just that simple. It's basic football. It's basic football, whether you're the first team or the freaking sixth team. It doesn't matter. Line up against the person in front of you and make it happen. You win that battle. And we haven't been winning those battles, man. A lot of mental mistakes, you know, in terms of tackling, in terms of just catching the ball. You know, come on, man. The ball bounced right off of him. I know he's a rookie, but come on. You played college football before, right? You know what football is. You know what it means when a quarterback throws the ball to you. Josh Johnson threw it to number 31. Abdullah bounced right off his head. Come on. Come on, guys. Get it together, man. Get your head out of your ass, and let's play some football, man. That could have been a drive. We could have done something with that. Then we had stupid penalties. So we just got to get it together, man, because the rest of the league is looking very good, and the New York Giants are not. And it's preseason, but it's not even about that. It's about execution. The execution has been horrendous, horrible, disgusting. I'm disgusted with it. That's why I said I'm not impressed. Because the execution has just been in the gutter. What's going on, guys? What are you guys thinking about? What are you doing, man? Get it together, because guess what? Regular season's right around the corner, and I've been watching all the preseason games, you know, highlights and all that on YouTube. Yo, the New York Jets look like right now, I could be wrong, but they look like the worst team in the league right now. If we don't go in and destroy these fools, I'm going to be through the roof, even more through the roof than tonight, because they have nothing going for themselves. I'm sorry. They look terrible. The Giants need to go in there throwing haymakers and just knock these fools out, first-round knockouts, TKOs, because the Jets have nothing for us. We should go and destroy gangrene. We should destroy them. There's no reason why we shouldn't. First team, second team, third team. There's no reason why we shouldn't destroy the Jets, because they really look like the worst team in the league right now. You know, I'm talking about first string, like when they show all the preseason games, look at all the other games, other teams. You know, San Fran made a lot of mistakes, but guess what? No one looks worse than the Jets right now. So the Giants, I really hope we capitalize on this weak team we're playing, and we really mass them out like we need to. Defense, I know, is going to do what they got to do, but offense, hey, man, y'all should be licking your chops. If you're O-line, come on, running backs, quarterbacks, whoever, man. We got to make it happen, man. So the execution is a huge deal, man. you know, it's a huge deal, and that builds momentum. It builds confidence, and I'm not confident right now with the offense. You know, I'm shaking my head looking at these guys, man. So they really got to get it together, man. They really got to get it together because that execution is terrible right now. And hopefully they'll get it together because the clock's ticking, and we got to make that happen. We got to make that happen. The play calling, yeah, we are predictable, which is another bad thing. Can't be the rest of the league can't be in cover two and busting our asses in just a basic cover two. So, you know, things have to be changed up. We got to implement some other things. Throw some little wrinkles in the play calling to keep fools on their heels. So, you know, I just hope that the execution gets better, man. Our depth is really good secondary-wise, I'm really talking about. You know, because we still have, you know, some linebackers, D-line and all that. You know, we've got receivers out the wazoo or whatever, but that secondary, I hope everyone stays healthy, man, because some of them cats make me real nervous in terms of corners in that secondary. But, yeah, bleed blue all day, man. Let's make it happen.
Shout out to DV Nation sounding off Big Blue Roundtable, Giants versus the Cleveland Browns preseason game number two. Let's go back to our front line. Let's go to Sean. Sean, you had some good points as far as the play calling. You've heard the roundtable. What other things you would like to implement or add? Well, matter of fact, let's put it on the table because that's where we're going to it right now as far as the Snoopy Bowl, the dress rehearsal game. What things do you expect to see better going into the game versus the Jets that you would like to improve on versus the Browns or just needs to be better? Sean, frontline LA.
Well, you know what? The last caller, he said it all, especially against the Jets. We should go in there, smack them up, and I expect them, because the Jets are not a good team, I expect the Giants to run better, pass better, to do everything better. But you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, Giant fans across the nation, it doesn't mean a thing because of what I just said. The Jets are one of the worst teams right now. Everybody know they tanking, and this is preseason. Let me break down preseason for you, and everybody knows what goes on in preseason. Some people say that there's too many preseason games. Let's break down preseason. You can go back the last 30 years. This is what preseason is all about. It's simple. This year, the first game against Pittsburgh, I watch. Everybody's excited. You're going to give your best because football is back. You're going to play your best. All the energy is going to come out. So when you see the defense still there, you're like, oh, we still on par. But the offense sputtered. Now you play the Browns tonight. The Browns don't have nothing to lose. Of course, it's preseason. They're an upstart team. They're going to be a whole lot better. They're going to give you their best. Because not only are they trying to make the team, they don't want to go 1-15 like last season. Really, they're an improvement. They're going to win more than one game, I believe, next year. We know this upcoming season. Now you got the Jets. If the Giants don't look good at all, that's the understatement of the year. We got huge problems if we don't look great against the Jets. The last game of the season, preseason, you already know, nobody's not going to be playing it. You know, everybody's getting ready for that first game of the season. So basically, you're being judged on those first two preseason games. And if you go back, watch preseason, watch what goes on. Every time the Giants have a bad preseason, we have a bad season. Now, I will say last year I didn't expect the defense to be as good as they were, and they did win a whole lot of games for us last season. That's why our season was so good. And the season before that, when Eli had such a great year, it's easy to put up good numbers when your defense stinks. Anybody remember Dan Fouts and the San Diego Chargers? They had a great offense. the defense stuck. But when you have a great defense and a great offense, that balance, those are Super Bowl winners. And we all know about Super Bowl winners and Super Bowl contenders, because we know when our Giants were winners and contenders, we always had that balance, ball control. Pass, though, you couldn't – there's a time when, you know, we couldn't be stopped, especially the greatest time that I've ever seen my team – well, not really ever, but in the Eli era was after that last Super Bowl. Matter of fact, I want to say that 2007 Super Bowl, when we went on that streak, when it looked like the Giants were just unbeatable, when they was going into places and they was taking people's will, running over people, not even passing that much. I haven't seen that since then. Yeah, we've seen it a little bit 2011, won another Super Bowl. But after that, that will, we haven't seen that in a while. Thanks for my introduction. I'll be back right here.
You know, frontliner, Sean, I think a lot of that has to do, because that offensive line you're talking about in 2007 is 10 times better than what we got now.
Oh,
I mean, I mean that's just the night and day difference of the obvious. So I hear what you're saying. That's the whole thing about this whole preseason, Sean, and we're all saying this. Because if this team, and I think O said it and G6 said it, this team is going to go as far as this offensive line. And that's kind of what the model is in general for football, especially for the Giants, man. If the offensive line is not going to give you no will, and I don't care if this is preseason or not, I think I watch almost damn near every game in preseason week number two, and I would just watch mainly offensive lines. And what really stuck out to me in the game with the Titan game versus the Panthers, I mean, it is night and day. I mean, they are hitting. They're getting upfield. They are hitting on the second level. They're setting up the blocks. It is just way, way more different than what we're doing. Now, everybody says, well, we were trying to be watered down. You can't psych out the fan like Sean or D-Base, DB Nation, Worm. You can't fool the fan on will. And that's what it comes down to with the offensive line or defensive line. It comes about will. The defensive line showed a lot more heart and will and guts tonight than ever what the offensive line has done up until this point. And that's just clear as day. We're going to go back around. Let's go to Big O. Before we go back to Big O, we get some shout-outs to the E-Table listening in. Shout-outs to Ed. Ed down in Florida, shout-outs to Ed. He said he hoped OBJ and Marshall come back for the regular season. Shout-outs to Greg. He said, what are they going to do with Shane Vereen? If anybody wants to answer that question on the roundtable about Shane Vereen and utilizing him, maybe Big O could weigh on that. Shout-outs to Duan as far as Gallman wasn't bad. Shout out to our guy Daniel. He said he wants to see Davis Webb. Davis Webb needs to be on the field. Shout out to Kurt. The guy tried to destroy Beckham's knee. Yeah, that was a tough hit, man. And I hope Beckham should be fine. Shout out to Mel as far as the defense made her smile. AJ says the defense was awesome, but the running game was on the back of a milk carton. Have you seen me? Shout out to him on that. A lot of dislikes. Mel says the offense is not meshing, the ball. The likes, of course, is the defense. It definitely needs a little bit more tweaking. A lot of no love for Paul Perkins tonight. Shout out to Tosh as far as Davis Webb. Definitely needs to be playing. He's too nervous. Shout out to Drew as far as not the O-line is not really good. She agrees with that on the roundtable. Let's get some final thoughts. Big O, can we get some final thoughts, about 3 minutes? Take what you saw tonight and what you're expecting to see on Saturday versus the Jets. Big O, your final thoughts.
I'm just sad to say that I'd rather say, you know, the Jets suck, and they're probably the worst team in the league. And we should move the ball. We shouldn't move the ball on anybody. We should have moved the ball on the Browns. You know, I want to move the ball against the best. That's the type of offense I want out there, man. And the organization got to see. They got to face it, man. You drop the ball on the O-line, man. You drop the ball on the O-line. So, okay, right now we can't go backwards. We got to move forward. Fluka should be starting. John Jerry should be on the bench. Hopefully that's something they're evaluating right now. So I'm not going to even jump the gun on that. I know if you're a coach and you know better, it's the best man on the field, man. I don't care what names you got. Best man on the field. And I pray that when the season starts, they got some guys out there that I didn't expect that's going to be out there, because they can work together and move some people when it's time to run the ball. And we got somebody that's going to run the ball out there, that's going to really run the ball out there. I think Darkwater might run this running game, and Garmin might be second. I don't know, man. Something got to shift. Something got to happen, man. Something got to happen. So this offense got to move the ball. Beckham, he said he knows himself. I was watching the interview. He knows himself. He'll be all right. You know, he's a little concerned, but, you know, he said he just knows himself. He just was concerned. So, he took himself is out, so he'll be out, and he'll be all right. Marshall didn't know that. His shoulder was, he had a shoulder issue until way after the game. So I just pray that everything is okay, man. I told Steve when we was watching the league, there was at one point, I was wondering why they were still in the game. They should have never been in the game. They don't have nothing to prove. These are proven players. You put the younger guys to, and you grind them out to see who has the heart, who's going to be there, who's going to be ready to be the next man up, just in case something happened during the season. That's what the preseason is for. But hey, it is what it is, man. But other than that, man, I just want to see the Giants execute this weekend, man. When the Giants get out there with the Jets, they need to execute, man. Execute 110. I'm not seeing that 110 that I was talking about, that I said last week. Other than that, man, that's all I want to see, man. Big Blue.
Shout out to Big O, man. Big O on the Big Blue Roundtable signing off on this final close. Let's get to D Bakes getting his 2 minutes. Shout out to Bakes. Bakes, go ahead and fire away, sir.
Man, listen, we just got to keep improving. We all bleed blue, and we want to see our team play better, because we have high expectations based on the draft picks and the offensive firepower that we have. But we know we're limited in our offensive line, so maybe the talent can't get better, but maybe they can learn to play better together as a unit, and that's the only thing we can hope for. And like always saying, mix and match, putting the players in there, that can horse and play. Against the Jets, right now, I have low expectations, because it doesn't matter. The Giants are traditionally prone to playing down to the level of the talent of their opposition. So I'm not expecting them to go and destroy the Jets, because the Jets suck. It'd be the game where they get really lit the hell up. These games that they lost, like I said, we don't care about losses. It's because of the defense being competitive. What I like to see, can they move the ball effectively and score some touchdowns when they get into the green zone? And that's all I can hope for, or we can all hope for as true fans. But, Reese knows what the limitations of the team are, and we have to stop picking next man up in, best talent available in the draft, and target our needs. And that's a frustration for me. So we got what we got, and we got to ride with it. And so we need to taper expectations till we see some improvement. That's what I'm going to do. I know it's still preseason, but I want to see some improvement. And maybe it's just a whole farce where cats aren't really playing on the Giants because it's preseason, but tired of hearing that excuse.
Oh, okay. D Bakes, that is D Bakes at D Bakes, DBAKEZ on Twitter, at InstaBakes on Instagram, NYG Frontliners, Frontliners, the movement, Travel Fellowship, and Community Service. Shout outs to the Frontliners. Shout outs to D Bakes, man. Thank you very much. Let's go to the G6 North Kakalaki final thoughts, man.
Yeah, I think you see what you, I mean, what you see is what you're going to get, man. I just don't see a lot. I don't see it. We had the opportunity in the offseason to improve the weaknesses of this team. We did not do it. So I just don't see magically things changing from what you see now. the pieces are just not there. It's the same as last year. The defense will bail us out of some games this year, but don't expect to win 11 games. I don't see it. You know, at playoffs, I don't know. You know, you just – I think you – like I said, it's been like this for a few years now, and Reese did nothing to improve this O-line. He didn't do anything. You know, you drafted Flowers, he's struggling. So you have to go back and shore up other parts of the O-line if you know you have one weak link. You did not do it. So if you're expecting a different result, I just don't see it moving forward, man. Till I see something different, Hard didn't improve like the media. That's why you cannot believe what the media on Twitter and all these beat writers say. Oh, Flowers and Hard have improved.
Who said that?
I don't even remember, but Steve, we harp on this so much that I can't state enough. Do not listen to these people, man, because they're there to hype up enthusiasm for the team because this sells their ads, it sells their papers, their articles. It brings views to their articles. Man, don't listen to these people. Hard and Flowers right now. Flowers has improved somewhat. Hard still looks pretty bad. Jerry looks bad. And a lot of stuff that you've heard over Twitter just was not true. This offense is sputtering. It sputtered last year. I'm not talking about this preseason. It looks like the same offense in the regular season from last year. Regular season from the year before. So it's not about preseason or regular season. It's about.
Hey, go ahead and finish your quick thought. We've got a few more minutes.
It's about.
We get
It's about Reese not improving the weaknesses of this team. He did it with the defense. He's failed to do it with the offense. You're going to see a lot of sputtering moving forward.
Shout out to the G16, the big picture. Man, G6 nailed it, man. Thank you very much. Diehard fan from the G-Spot at MetLife Stadium. Diehard fan, Worm, all your final thoughts. And then we get to DB Nation and then Sean. Worm, final thoughts.
Hey, you know, my thing with preseason is it's an opportunity, you know, to try different personnel packages and moving players around, seeing, you know, if they fit better somewhere else. Which leads me to John Jerry, he's not doing it. I would almost, just for the hell of it, put him on the bench, move Flowers in the guard, and take Fluker and put him in the left tackle spot and see what happens just for the hell of it. Maybe it improves it a little bit, being that Flowers' arms aren't as long as a typical offensive tackles usually are. It might be a simple fix just like that, a little tweak with, you know, personnel, taking somebody out, move Flowers over, put Fluker in at the tackle spot, see what happens. Can't hurt to try it. You never know how that might play out. Try it next week against the, against our little brothers. I put him in for a series of two with Flowers at guard and, try to look her in the tackle spot. Maybe it helps out. It's the move that you need to make on the offensive line. Shuffle the personnel around a little bit, see what happens. That's basically it right there.
Shout out to Worm, man. Worm, thank you very much. Die Hard fan. G Spot. Catch him at MetLife at the home games, man. Thank you very much. DB Nation, you got a couple more minutes. 2 minutes for you, man. Final thoughts from DB Nation, then we'll go to Sean Frontline and Cali.
Yeah, man. It was a great show. Once again, everyone had super input. You know, you could tell we definitely bleed blue on this show, man. So I love the realness here. But yeah, man, just back to execution, man. I would like to see Webb get in there. You drafted the kid from Cal at quarterback. Put him in there. I mean, you got Johnson, all these, you know, Geno Smith being Geno Smith. Put Webb in there. You know, it's preseason. We're playing the Jets. Whatever. The kid's got to get some experience anyway. Put him in there. Let's see what he can do. You know, and I agree with Warren, man. Mix up that offensive line, man. We need some help there. You know, mix it up. Who knows what could happen? It may create some magic because we definitely need magic. Like G6 said, we have who we have, so we got to go with who we have, and it is what it is. I still blame Jerry Reese because it's almost like, did we have a draft? Were the Giants excluded from the draft? Because it seemed like we weren't even included from the people who we didn't pick up, which is crazy to me because that's the whole purpose of a draft is to fill positions in need, and we failed in that. So that's still mind-boggling to me. But, yeah, man, I like to see the Giants go in there and take care of business, man. I mean, you're never going to play a perfect game, but at least go in there. I would like to see them actually run and pound the ball. Like, that would be great. You know, I mean, we did have way better offensive lines back in the day, and I miss that. You know, we all do. I miss Brandon Jacobs and Ahmad Bradshaw. And even though Tiki played himself with that stupid book, Tiki was a monster once he stopped fumbling. Like, Tiki Barber was a beast. I miss having running backs where we could just smash mouth people, man. I mean, that's why I was mad that Minnesota got, you know, your boy from Florida State. And look at McCaffrey, man. Those O-lines blocked, and look what they're doing. Look at Deontay Foreman in Houston. It just makes me go crazy when I see these guys because I knew they were going to do this. A lot of us did. And Kareem Hunt for the Chiefs. So, you know, we need a game, you know, just a game breaker. We don't have that. I just pray that, you know, we're just consistent in our execution and that O-line can move some bodies around because we definitely need to run the ball. We definitely need to be able to run the ball in this league, man, this year, right now. So bleed blue all day. Let's do it.
Shout out to DB Nation. Let's get to Sean, frontline. Sean, final thoughts, man. Shout out to Sean.
Look good, brother. I need me a nickname, too. I already got one. You know, King Cowboy Hater number one. You know what's good. You know I'm going to see you this week, right? I'll be in Atlanta Saturday for that tailgate party. That's me. Confidence. Hopefully my Giants, you know, beat up on these Jets. Most importantly, it's not even about beating them up. It's about getting confidence so it can roll over into, you know, regular season, that first regular season game, and, you know, we get everything going again, man. Hopefully, like I said, you know, back to McAdoo, I hope it work out. I just have, and I've always had this bad feeling as far as it's just not a right fit. Good coach. It's not the right fit for my team, but, you know, hey, I wish him the best of luck. Prove me wrong. Please do. So we should do well against the Jets. If we don't, boy, it's going to be a tough one, me and Dallas, that first game of the season, but I'll still be there like I was at that first preseason game against them in L.A. because I'm a Ken Cowboy hater. That's me for real.
How was that, man?
You was out there in L.A. How was that, by the way?
Tell the audience how that was, talking shit to those
Cowboys fans in person. It was always beautiful. You know, me, they try to get you with that 5-ring thing. I heard that all the time. But when I hit them with that, we got 8. It was kind of impossible. And then of course, when I hit them with who the last team to win Super Bowl after division, can't say nothing. And I'm the Giants fan. You know, you got me on Facebook. I'm all throughout there. Like, you see me with my Giant hat. Just like last week, I was invited to a Cowboy bar. I don't know why they do it. Of course, I'm going to come. Cowgirls look cute. You know, I give it to them. But I terrorized them boys all day long. Cause talking to a Giant man. Y'all know how that is. Oh, I forget. Y'all know when we Giant fans, you know how it is. The Cowboy fans ain't got nothing on them. But I'm seeing you this week.
All right, shout out to Sean, the frontliner, man. Absolutely, dude. We're about to get cut off. That is for Big O, D Biggs, G6, Worm, DB Nation, Sean. This is a reaction to preseason game number 2, Giants versus the Browns. This episode could be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps as well. We're out of time. We're about to get cut off, man. Tell everybody, share the show, man. Put it on your Facebook pages, put it on your Twitter, put it on your Instagram. Because you can hear from Big O and D Bakes and G6 and DB Nation, Worm. You hear from intelligent Giant fans immediately after what we saw in tonight's game. And that's what it really comes down to. That's what it's all about. Share the episodes, man. These are what great fans need to be heard, man. And it's a grassroots movement, man. Shout outs to all the great stakeholders. We're all equal, say, opportunity on this platform here on the Bleed Blue Show. We're about to get cut off. Sangre Azul, Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.